You know, there's a lot of talk out there about these data centers. In fact, somebody said, you know, they get ahead of themselves. They say, well, this data center, this could be the location for the cure for cancer. I don't know if that's true or not true, but I do know this. There is some very real information out there that we trust the next person to tell us about. He is a world-renowned oncologist with Henry Ford Health. He is the co-leader of the Pancreatic Cancer Center. He is Dr. Philip Philip, and we are hearing great news about a new drug that nearly doubles survival rates in one of the worst cancers you could possibly get, pancreatic cancer. Dr. Philip, what a pleasure it is. My name's Paul W. Smith. Welcome to Focus, and tell us all about it, sir.
Thank you, Paul. This is certainly a breakthrough. I've been doing this for the last three, 4 decades, and this is the first time, the really first time, that a single drug did what it did in this disease. It doubled the survival. It made patients not only live longer, but also it helped patients to live with less pain. So all around, it's a winner. And this is going to be something which gradually replaced the regular chemotherapy we give, which really is not as targeted treatment. And this is a typical target treatment where everyone wants to have. We talk about just trying to kill the cancer cells by hitting the nerve center, which is really causing the cancer cell to proliferate and spread within the body. So certainly a major advance in our treatment, and it will open the door to curing the cancer.
Well, this is such good news, and it all came out during an oncology conference. What I'd heard, and I'd forgotten about cancer, it's when cells start to reproduce and run amok, basically. And that's partly, I mean, I'm simplifying it, but in metastatic pancreatic cancer, it's been the worst to fight. I mean, it's been a death sentence. We lost L. Brooks Patterson, Oakland County executive. We've lost a lot of people. When you hear that somebody's got pancreatic cancer, generally you feel like, well, that's it. That's a death sentence. So this new drug is at least extending the lives of people. But to me, Dr. Philip, world-renowned oncologist at Henry Ford Health, it sounds to me like a drug that stops the run-amok replication of cells could work on a number of cancers.
Correct. It can work on other cancers, but the cancer should have the same, what we call the molecular makeup or the molecular signature. These are the tests we do on the cancer cells to see if they have certain mutations. And in this case, it's the KRAS mutation, K-R-A-S mutation. So the cancers that have that include, for example, lung cancer, some of the lung cancers, some of the colon cancers, and some other cancers also can also have it. So it's really very good news for pancreatic cancer, but also it is good news for the other cancers because the other studies are still in progress and we don't know the results yet. But the guess is that it will also be effective. It will also open the way for us to combine this drug with some other drugs that are targeted agents, which will mean that we will double or triple what we're getting with single agent. So it is really a very good prospect for researchers to really work on some cocktails around this treatment, which will make life even much better for us.
When this research was shown at the oncology conference, doctors were moved to stand and cheer. And I don't think you see that very often at these kinds of conferences.
I've been attending conferences. This was the ASCO conference, which is like, which brings all the oncologists from the whole world. It's not only U.S. And I've been attending this for the last 3-4 decades. And this is maybe a handful of times that it's happened that there is a presentation that people not only stand up and there's a standing ovation, but people are, some of them were crying, especially for pancreatic cancer. Think about it. This is a disease, as you described it initially. It's a very bad disease. Having something moving the needle now for better survival, it's difficult to even explain or describe. For especially someone like myself who deals with it every day, I see the patients and their families. It's something amazing to happen.
Now, this has been big news, obviously. So you see patients every day. I imagine every one of them would like to at least try this drug. By the way, how do you drug?
How do I spell it?
And no, how do you pronounce it? Derek's.
I don't know how to.
Say it again.
Daraxonrasib.
Daraxonrasib.
Rasib, yeah.
Who makes it?
A company called Revolution Medicine, American company.
Wow. And now, am I right? Are people coming out of the woodwork and saying, Dr. Philip, can you get me that? Can you get me that Daraxonrasib?
So when the press release was done 6-8 weeks ago about the result, not the full result, just the press release, the company is obliged to do that. Soon after that, there was a directive that the company should be providing it in a program called the Expanded Access Program. The patient applies, we apply for the patient, certain requirements for that, and the company will provide the drug free. This is up to the point that it will be FDA approved. Once it's FDA approved, the insurances will be covering it and the Medicare, et cetera. So in the for the time being, that can be obtained through the expanded access program. The other thing I want to really highlight is that there are other clinical trials being done in different, what we call, stages of the pancreatic cancer. Some of the trials will be opening at Henry Ford ourselves, and I'm sure other places around Michigan and other states. So these trials will be another opportunity for patients to get it in situations that may not be clearly FDA indicated in terms of the timing of the treatment. So if you get it through expanded access until FDA approval, when FDA approves it, the drug will be available for prescription. Throughout all this period, there are clinical trials for patients to be on it so that they can have access. The medical community, the cancer community, is very keen to, as much as possible, to get these drugs available for patients.
God bless you, doctor, and work that you do. This is such good news. We appreciate you telling us all about it, Doc. World-renowned oncologist. Thank you very much. World-renowned oncologist Henry Ford Health and the co-leader of the Pancreatic Cancer Center at Henry Ford Health. Imagine this. Nearly doubling the survival rates in some pancreatic cancer patients, there have been treatment has eluded medicine from the beginning on pancreatic cancer. This is a very big story that I hope and pray is only going to become even bigger and find a way to do away with all cancers, which I certainly hoped and prayed we would have done by now. But it's elusive. It's tough. And people are trying, and this just proves it. It also proves, by the way, we have some of the best doctors in the world right here, in this case, at Henry Ford Health. You don't have to go anywhere else. And when they get that new building, you'll really understand you don't need to go anywhere else. 144-760-WJR.